When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
The TSSAA rules one of Memphis's top quarterbacks ineligible for the upcoming football season. Thomas Hefner, a junior who attends Lausanne School, has been ruled ineligible. He was billed as the starting quarterback for the Lynx, but will have to sit out the 2026 season. He previously attended Melrose High School, where he was a 3A Mr. Football finalist in 2025. He led the Golden Lions to a 10-2 record while capturing a District 8 3A championship before they lost in the state championship quarter final. He is a three-star recruit, according to 247 Sports, and has 9 Division I offers, including Arizona State and Memphis. Hefner was ruled ineligible due to TSSAA's one free transfer rule. A student athlete can transfer one time and be able to play immediately after moving schools. Before attending Melrose, he attended Olive Branch High School. Gabe, the TSSAA is treating Lausanne quarterback Thomas Hefner unfairly. Overreaction or not an overreaction?
I think not an overreaction. Listen, I understand the need for rules and following the rules. And I also think that, you know, there's some onus on Lausanne's coaching staff and school to make sure something like this was going to work before they actually pursued this. Now, he's a junior. He can play his senior year. He just has to sit out this year at this point. But the reason I say he's being treated unfairly is because I just don't get the rules. I don't really understand them. We're in a different day and age where we have guys in different states going school to school to school every single year, and I don't think that's a great thing. But Thomas Hefner, and this is not meant to be a shot at Shelby County Schools, not meant to be a shot at Melrose in the education that you get at Melrose. This is not what I'm trying to do here. But I think we can all admit, in reality, if you're saying, because he's a 4.0 student, Thomas Hefner is, if he says, I want to go to Lausanne from Melrose to get a better education, I want to be challenged more, that should be something that should probably be applauded by the TSSAA. Now, they may think that, oh, it's strictly for football, but I think we can admit the education there versus the education at Lausanne is just a little bit different. And this is not me disparaging Shelby County Schools. Doing what they can with what they have. Just not well-funded at the moment. That's just the truth of the matter. We can all see it plain as day. So I just don't understand punishing this kid for trying to go better his education and better his football career. Like, to me, it just seems like a rational decision. And, you know, I have some sources, okay? I know guys on that staff, and I'm not going to say names by any stretch of the imagination, but what I was told is the timing of this thing was kind of nasty, the way the TSSAA did this. It was almost, you know, rendered to do the most harm. They didn't learn that he was going to be ineligible until 3 weeks ago, Connor. When they're out of fall camp, out of training camp, getting ready for the season, they play Southwind this Friday. This Friday. And then they didn't figure out, once they appealed that 3 weeks ago, that he was going to lose his appeal until Monday. The week of the game. You couldn't have given them a heads up? He came in December. You've had this on your table in front of your face for months at this point. Eight. Tell them. Let them know. You tried to do damage, in my opinion. TSSAA tried to make this as painful as possible, seemingly, for Lausanne. Now, the other part of the rule that I don't get, so he was at Olive Branch freshman year, transferred into Melrose across state lines. That was his one-time transfer. Does the TSSAA, like, do they get to rule on an out-of-state transfer in school? Does that count as a transfer? Like, I'm very curious about that. And then why do we treat going from public school the same as going public to private? Because private is either money out of Thomas Hefner's parents' pockets, they're paying for that education, paying for him to go to that school, or someone else is doing it. Someone is paying for him to go to that school. It's private. Why do we have to treat it like it's the same as going from transferring from public to public as it is public to private? I don't get that rule at all. It makes no sense. I get the sense that a lot of members of the East Tennessee, in East Tennessee, that are part of the TSSAA probably said no on this for whatever reason. But I just feel horrible for the team thinking, hey, I want to go win a state championship. We talked with Lawrence Britt again 2 weeks ago, and he was hyped up. He had a quarterback in his corner, a three-star quarterback who's been a leader since he got to Lausanne, and he wanted to catch passes from the guy. Now LB is probably going to have to play quarterback for this team this year, and they still may be really good because that's a very talented – they have a lot of talented players. But now you're taking LB in his senior year away from the position that he wants to play in college. So he's not getting that type of development. He has to play out of position for his senior year. I just feel like this was done with almost a malintent with the timing. And I just don't love the idea of a junior quarterback who's – everybody knows your junior year is the biggest year where you can get college offers – put good film out there. You're finally an upperclassman. You've grown into the player you're going to become. To have him miss out on that because of a ruling on principle, not using your brain. He transferred for academics. He went from public to private. Like, there could be some concessions made there. They just didn't want to make them. So the ruling on principle is the problem that I have, and I think that this is a shame. It's a shame what's happening to Thomas Hefner for his junior season.
Yeah, it was reported that despite Olive Branch being in another state, the TSSAA ruled Hefner ineligible since this is his second overall transfer. And again, he applied for a hardship. It seems like he had a very good case. John Varlis, who we had in here, I think last week or maybe the week before, said he had a really strong case and it was still denied.
In talking with some members of that coaching staff, they had no doubts in their mind that the case was rock solid and that it was going to get through. But the TSSAA obviously had different thoughts in mind, and I think it's an absolute crying shame to do this to a kid.
If you're going to do it, don't do it 4 days before the first game.
Yeah.
That's insane to me.
It's garbage.
It is. You could have made this decision well before now, and doing it the week of the game to me is just nasty work.
When they applied for the waiver, and likely when he got there in December or what have you, to start the semester, they probably filed for that waiver then. And you didn't give them an answer till 3 weeks ago from today. That's bad too, Connor. They went through their entire fall camp assuming he's going to play quarterback. They went the last 3 weeks up until Monday thinking he's going to play quarterback for them this year. I guess he'll be the best damn scout team quarterback in the history of the state of Tennessee now. But he can't play on Friday nights, and it's a shame. You're doing this to a 16, 17-year-old. What are we doing, man? What are we doing?
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.